This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The Veterans Administration Hospital System in Phoenix, Arizona, was the epicenter of the VA scandal in 2014. In February of that year, a whistleblower alleged that 40 veterans died while waiting for appointments at the hospitals there. And while the inspector general eventually found no link between long waits for care and those deaths, the allegations exposed so-called ethical lapses among the VA's senior leaders and mid-managers, as well as deliberate manipulation of wait time records. Deborah Amder is the director of the VA hospital in White River Junction, Vermont, and she has been appointed to lead the VA hospital system in Phoenix, Arizona. And she joins me now to talk about her new job. Deborah Amder, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for asking me, Peter.
So the VA in White River Junction was not plagued by the wait times, the long wait times that have been seen not just in Phoenix but elsewhere. Why do you think that White River Junction didn't have these kinds of problems?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we did was really to have a very comprehensive focus on access. And I have to say I'm very proud of the fact that we are among the top 5% of VAs in terms of having really good access for the veterans. We're privileged to serve here. But we've done a number of things to make that happen. So one of the things is to make sure that you have sites of care where they're needed. And we've done things like add an expanded clinic in Burlington. We've just very recently opened a new site, expanded site in Littleton, New Hampshire. We've started in the past couple of months seeing veterans in Colebrook, New Hampshire, and actually just 2 weeks ago, I think, started sending our mobile van up to Berlin, New Hampshire as well. So making sure you have care going to where veterans reside is very important. But we've also expanded services that are available at the community-based clinic. So figuring out what are the services that veterans need close to home and making those available, either within our own system or by partnering with the local community. We use, I think you are aware, a great deal of telehealth for ensuring that veterans in very remote areas have access to specialty care. One of the other key things that we've done is to look at when we schedule services. So making sure here that we have clinics available on Saturday. We have both primary care and mental health clinics on Saturday mornings here in White River Junction. Many of our community-based clinics do have some expanded hours, either early in the morning, late in the day. We have things like our MRI is now open until 8 o'clock at night.
And as part of that expansion, VA in White River Junction beefed up its hiring back in April to help improve the services at those clinics. As you mentioned, you know, the 5 community clinics in Vermont, 2 of them in New Hampshire. In your opinion, is better service a matter of staffing?
I think it's a mix of staffing and scheduling, deploying the resources to the right places. Certainly efficiency in how you use those resources. I think we've really done that. You know, one of the things that has been also something that we have, I think, greatly enhanced in the last year here is transportation for veterans. Getting to clinic is really important, and sometimes veterans find that challenging. So our facility has really made it a practice to go after resources that might be available. So we got a special grant from the Office of Rural Health and hired 3 new drivers and purchased a number of new vans. And because of that, we now actually have transportation services running from some pretty remote areas to the clinics here in White River Junction or our community-based clinics. So also an important thing is to go after whatever resources, additional resources might be available.
So you've been in White River Junction for 3 years in a rural area. What were some of the challenges running a hospital in a rural area that's covering 2 rural states?
Well, certainly access has different meaning when you're talking about veterans who live very remote, and we have lots of inclement weather here, as we well know, and transportation is challenging. And so you have to rely on things like telehealth in a really more extensive way than you might in an urban setting, because it's unrealistic to expect that veterans, particularly during winter months, are going to be able to travel some of the distances that exist in this state. And, you know, so I think we've been creative in making sure that we're using available technology and some of our partnerships with community resources to ensure that we have access available in a rural setting like ours.
Regarding Phoenix and the issues that they had with wait times in 2014, the Inspector General blamed in part increasing demand for services as well as an antiquated scheduling system. Did you deal with similar problems at White River Junction? And if so, how did you deal with them?
Well, I think clearly the scheduling system in VA has been challenging. And, you know, so we have, as we've had new directives come forward in terms of better processes for scheduling veterans, we've made sure that our scheduling clerks are well-trained and, you know, efficient. And then, you know, you really have to look at how you make clinic slots available to patients. So making sure that you not only are booking your clinics, but you also have space available in clinics to handle walk-ins or urgent clinic needs, and having some access open at all times to be able to accommodate the more urgent requests for care is very, very important.
So what advice would you give to your successor about managing care at White River Junction?
You know, I think that anyone taking over this facility needs to be sensitive to the challenges of rural health care. Some of the partnerships that we're really pleased to have in our local communities and with the Garden Reserve here are very important. You know, one of the things that, you know, thinking about sort of things that have been, I think, important to us here in White River Junction has been a lot of work that we've really done on the culture in the facility. So, you know, I think as VA has faced some significant challenges and questions about how VA has functioned, I think it's been really important that we have an ongoing dialogue that talks about what sound ethical practice is and putting veterans first and doing the right thing by the veterans we serve. So we spend a lot of time here talking about ethics and values and integrity and all kinds of forums. And, you know, I think that's something that really needs to continue. And, you know, certainly we'll hope that the next director that comes on board here will carry that on.
Deborah Amder is the director of the White River Junction VA Medical Center in Vermont, but she will start work as the director of the Phoenix, Arizona VA healthcare system in December. Deborah, thank you very much for chatting with me.
Thank you.